will pray. I live to worship you. Help me say,
hello.
And my soul, take control.
Hello.
I need you to breathe. I need you to breathe. You are the air I breathe. I need you to breathe.
Yeah, what's up? All right, give me 2 minutes.
I'm
need you to breathe. You are the air I breathe. I need you to breathe. Oh, I need you to breathe. You are the air I need to breathe.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, bless the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to your name. That's the perfect song. That is the perfect song. God, we thank you. We praise you. We love you. We adore you. We need you every second, every moment of every second, every minute, every hour, every day, Lord. We need you. We need you to breathe. We cannot live. We cannot do life without you. You are our source of life. And without you, we have nothing. We can accomplish nothing. We will be nothing. But with you, all things are possible. With you, we can have all things, Lord, because you've already given us all things. It is a part of our inheritance. So, Lord, we thank you on today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. Man of God, you played that song. You don't know I was on my face today telling God I can't breathe without you. I can't live without you. So that's the perfect moment, the perfect song. Sometimes we just got to lay it all out before him and let him know how much we need him. Hallelujah. It's not that he doesn't already know, but God likes to hear it. And it's an acknowledgement from us that we are nothing without him, but he is everything. And with him, we can be all that we need to be, all that he has desired for us to be. So Lord, we thank you. We praise you on today. We ask that you will have your way. Hallelujah. We ask that you would speak, oh God, to the ears of those that have an ear to hear, Lord God, and bring forth your word with clarity and truth by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost anointing. Fall fresh on this line on today, Lord God. Move upon every heart. Move upon the speaker, Lord God. Bless and touch each one and keep each one of us, Lord God, I pray, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Well, thank you all for tuning in. This is Minister Sir Ryan Davis with Grace and Truth Kingdom Ministries here on the Now Network, bringing you the Exalting Jesus broadcast. Today, I do have a special guest. I'm going to talk for about 5 minutes, and I'm going to get out of the way and let this woman of God have her way and let the Holy Spirit have his way in and through her. Hallelujah. But we've been on this recently about the renewing of the mind. And I believe that as we draw nearer, I feel the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, as we draw nearer to the return of our blessed Savior, who's looking, who's ready, who's waiting, who's ready to give it all up to see Jesus, hallelujah. Don't answer that right now. Just ponder that, because he's going to prove our hearts, hallelujah. But as we draw near to that day, as we draw near to that day, we're going to need our minds renewed more and more each hour, each day. Each day we got to stay in the now of God, because God is speaking to us in the now. Hallelujah. And he is so good. He is so real. He is so powerful. He is so all that and then some. He's all we need. Hallelujah. And he's sure to satisfy your longing soul. He's sure. He's sure to bring your deliverance. He's sure. He's sure to fulfill your need. He's sure to work a miracle to meet that need. Hallelujah. According to his riches in glory. Hallelujah. So as we get closer to the day, God wants our minds to be renewed, because everything is about the mind. The enemy, when he comes, he's coming after the mind. When God comes, he gives his word to shape and change, to convert our mind, to change the shape of our mind, not in the natural sense, but in the spiritual sense. He's got to shape us, because we were shaping in iniquity when we were brought forth in the earth. But God wants us to be in the newness of life. So he brings forth his word, his anointed word, through various vessels to bring forth the renewing of the mind. Hallelujah. So I'm going to introduce the speaker today. I don't know what God has given, but I believe that there is a word. I believe she sought the Lord and prayed, and is going to bring forth whatever God is saying that's going to aid us in the process of the renewing of the mind. Woman of God, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Minister Saran, I am on the line. Can you hear me?
I hear you. This is Evangelist Virginia Valentine, and I'm just going to let you do what you do. But may God bless you and use you.
Well, thank you, and thank you for that introduction. Thank you very much. And good evening
Amen.
To you, man of God.
Good evening.
Thanks for allowing me and giving me this opportunity to come on the line tonight to bring forth the word to the people of God. Amen.
Amen. I was on mute.
And I was speaking to the man of God, Pastor Eid. I don't know whether he heard me or not, but I'm telling you, I'm going to go with this word that God's given me. He's given me a word, and I'm going to go forth with it tonight in the name of Jesus. So those who have their Bibles, would you turn with me to Acts? That's the book of Acts, the third chapter, verse 6. And it reads, then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. Hallelujah. What a word tonight. I am so excited. You may say, why are you so excited tonight, Sister Virginia? Good. I'm glad you asked. I am excited because of the name and the power in that name. What name is that? It is the mighty name of Jesus, the Christ, the Son of the living God. Oh, yes, I am excited. Hallelujah. I praise and worship the Lord tonight because he is so good and his mercy endures forever. And those who have their Bibles, I would like for you to turn with me to the book of Acts, the third chapter, verse 6. And my topic tonight is get up, get up. Say that with me. Get up. Get up. You remember the man that was laying at the pool of Bethesda? And he laid there for 38 years and he couldn't get up. And I chose that topic. Get up. Hallelujah. I am reminded about the sick man who laid at the pool of Bethesda. He had been there a long time. He had been sick for 38 long years. But Jesus asked him a question. Jesus asked him a question in the book of John, the 5th chapter, verse 6 through 9. Will thou be made whole? That's out of the King James Version. The New King James Version said, will you be made whole? The impotent man answered him, sir, I have no man or no one. When the water is troubled, to put me into the pool. But why I am coming, and others step down before me. Look at verse 8. Jesus said unto him, rise, take up thy bed and walk. Verse 9 goes on to say, and immediately the man was made whole. And took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. Saints of God. Saints of God. Saints of God. Sometimes we are right at the breakthrough, and we are too weak to get there. And our mind and spirit. There may be time when nobody will stop to help you get to that healing service or attend revival. Oh, but I know somebody. I say, oh, but I know somebody whose name is Jesus. Yes, Lord. Jesus stopped by. Not when it was convenient for him to heal, because on the Sabbath day, no one did anything that seemed as though they were working or doing their religious duties. Jesus didn't care. He knew the man had been sick for a long time and needed to be healed. And he needed to get up. Did y'all hear that? He needed to get up. Jesus knew he needed to get up. He had been there for a long time, 38 long years. And Jesus knew he needed to get up. Jesus will come see about you right where you are. Did y'all hear that? Jesus will come see about you right where you are. Thank you, Lord God. You might say, Sister Virginia, I've been going through this sickness a long time. My son or my daughter is still on drugs. Thank you, Lord. I'm still dealing with this depression. Whatever the situation may be, it's time to get up. I want y'all to hear that. It's time to get up. Jesus knows how long it's been. And I say to you today, it's time. It's time to get up. You may be in a predicament. You may be in a situation or some type of circumstances, and you need to get up. If that's you, you know you need to get up. It's time for you to get up today. Not tomorrow and not next week, but you need to get up today. It's time to get up. There's a story in the Bible, listen, y'all, of a man who had never walked a day in his life. He was lame from his mother's womb. Each day, they would lay him at the temple gate, but he would ask for money. When I read that chapter, and they called him a lame man, I said, not only was he a lame man, but he was a beggar. He would ask for money from the people, kind-hearted people. And they would give it to him to take care of him. And I want y'all to listen at this. Then one day, lame man life changed. And you know what? The disciple was going into the temple for prayer. The lame man saw them and asked for money. Let's look at Acts, the third chapter, verses 1 through 5. It says, now, capital N-O-W, now, when, now, right now, Peter and John went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer, being the night hour. And verse 2 goes on to say, and a certain man lame from his mother's womb. This man was carried, whom they laid daily. They laid him daily at the gate of the temple, which is called Beautiful, to ask alms. That word alms means money, of them that enter into the temple. And verse 3 says, who seen Peter and John about to go into the temple, asking on, still asking for money. Wait a minute. Let's talk about this, y'all. He was at the gate of the temple, right? When people were going in for prayer, right? But they would give him money that he begged for. It didn't say they offered to pray for him. That's what I was looking at. That when he was begging and asking for the money, it didn't say nowhere in the Bible that they offered to pray for him. Oh, bring him in the house of God. Bring him into the temple. And to get prayed for, they gave him money. They still gave him money. Let me say this to you all today, tonight. I don't care how we go to the doctor. We pay the doctor for his time and his service. But sometimes, y'all, the medicine they prescribe and we buy and take don't do no good. Do you hear what I'm saying? I remember the woman with the issue of blood. Who this? The Bible says she went from doctors to doctors to doctors after doctors and spent all she had. And she still suffered with an issue. And they say one day she heard a crowd of people. And she found out that it was Jesus. And she said, if I could just get to him, I know I'll be made whole. And this woman got on her hands and her knees. And the Bible says she crawled. She crawled, y'all. She got down low. She crawled. And she pressed her way to Jesus. And the Bible didn't ever say she stood up and touched his shoulder, his head, or anywhere. She said, if I could just touch the hem of his garment. That garment is a border, part of his hem. She said, if I could just touch. If I could just touch the hem of his garment. She said, I know I shall be made whole. I shall be made whole. And that's exactly what she did. She pushed her way through the crowd. And she reached down. And she touched Jesus' garment. And he said to the crowd of people, someone touched me. And the people that was around him said, Master, how could you say someone touched you? When all of us around you, it could have been any one of us touched you. He said, no, this was a different touch. Because I felt the virtues left my body. That was the power of the Almighty God that left his body and was transferable to the woman of God. And he knew that someone touched him that was healed. And this woman stayed there, and when Jesus turned and looked around, y'all hear me, this woman said, Master, it was I, hey Lord, I touched you. It was I who touched you. Because she felt the power. She felt her healing was gone. She was made whole at that same hour. Just touch. That's all she needed was a touch, y'all, from his garment. And she knows she'll be made whole. Thank you, Lord God. He was begging for money. Look at this lame man. He was begging for money. Saints of God. But let me tell you something. Money couldn't get him off that ground. Did y'all hear that? He was begging for money. Saints of God. But money couldn't get him off of that ground. Something money just came by. Did y'all get that? Something money just came by. Let's go on and look at verse 4. And Peter fastened his eyes upon the lame man with John and said, look on us, or look at us. The lame man looked up and looked at Peter and John. I must tell you that the power of agreement was working and the gift of faith. Listen, y'all, when Jesus, when they said, look at us. Look on us. When he looked up, I must tell you that the power of agreement was working and the gift of faith that was working at the same time, y'all, and healing too. John was in agreement with Peter, and Peter in agreement with John. Matthew 18 and 19 says, again, I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven, Lord Jesus. Walking in agreement with the right one. That's what we got to do. Walking in agreement with the right one. The scripture says where two or three touch and agree on the same thing, God's going to be in the midst. He's going to be in the midst. It's me, just two agree. Agree on the same thing, and God said, I'll be in your midst. This is what happened. They agree on the same thing. Thank you, Lord God. And verse 5 goes on to say, and he gave heed unto them, expecting to receive something of them. This is the lame man. He looked up at them and expected to receive some money. He thought they was going to give him money. You see that? But verse 6 goes on to say, then Peter said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee. Saints of God, listen. Peter, let him know, I don't have no money. Peter, let him know right then and there, I don't have no money to give you. But what I do, when you get up, you see, Peter and John, they were full of compassion and faith. That was compassion. It was full of love and faith. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk. That's what they told the lame man. Rise up and walk in the name of Jesus. When you speak the name of Jesus, there is power in his name. I say when you speak the name of Jesus, there is power in his name. It'll cause you to get up and walk. It'll cause you to get up out of the wheelchair. It'll cause you to put down the walking cane. It'll cause you to put down the walker. That's the power of God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, power. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Above every name. Hallelujah, Jesus. The name whereby men can be saved. Did y'all hear that? In the name that's above every name. The name whereby men can be saved. Yes, we can. We can be healed, y'all. Baptized. Delivered. The name that when demons hear it, they tremble and flee. His name would put them on the run. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. And that is the matchless, almighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Verse 7 goes on to say, and he took him by the right hand. Talking about Peter. Peter took the lame man. Y'all look at this, by the right hand. And I kept saying, well, wonder why not the left hand, but the right hand. But you always hear about the right hand because Jesus is sitting at the right hand with the Father in heaven. Hallelujah. The right hand. And he took him by the right hand and lift him up. And immediately the lame man's feet and ankle bone received strength. And he leaped up, stood, and walked, and entered with them into the temple, walking and leaping and praising God. Hallelujah, Jesus. You see what the power does? It'll cause you to stand up, leap, walk. This man began walking and leaping and praising God. He was healed. He was healed. Thank you, Jesus, for your healing power today. See that the lame man began to walk at the mention of the name of Jesus. When we speak the name, it changes our destiny. Did y'all get that? When we speak the name, it changes our destiny and life. We sometimes go through tough situations, y'all, that knocks us down. Maybe we are not physically lame or on the ground like the man at the gate. But something happened in our lives that knocks us over. We can't get up. We feel defeated because it looks like we are losing. But God has made us more than conquerors. Hallelujah, Jesus. Let me go back and say that one more time. At the gate, well, something happened in our lives that knocks us down or knocks us over, and we can't get up. We feel defeated because it looks like we are losing. But God has made us more than conquerors. Hallelujah, Jesus. He has made us more than conquerors in Christ Jesus. God wants us to get up. I say God wants us to get up. He wants us to get up. If that's you, anybody on the live network, the airways, the internet, the broadcast, radio, whatever, if you down and you won't hold Jesus, if you down and you've been out, knocked over, can't get up, God wants us to get up. Get up. Why don't you get up? Don't wait until tomorrow. Don't wait until next week. You need to get up now. Let's go of the past and walk into his plan for our lives. He wants us to get up. Oh, yes. I know some of y'all feel like you've been knocked over, knocked down, can't get up. Waiting like the man at the pool of Bethesda, waiting for the water to be troubled. Waiting for the angels to come down once a year and trouble the water. And then he says, I can't get into the pool. Every time I try to go in, someone go before me. No. You don't want nobody to feel sorry for you or take pity on you. God had compassion. But he spoke in a harsh word. He may seem hard. But he said, rise up, get up, take up your bed and walk. And somebody hearing me now on the line, the devil want to hold you back. He want to keep you down. He don't want you to get up. You're going through a financial problem, a marriage problem, husband problem, children problem, drugs or whatever. The devil don't want you to get up, but you need to get up and get up now. He don't want you to get up. But don't you sit there. Don't you lie there in defeat. You need to get up. You need to get up. Let go of your past and walk into his plan. Walk into the plans of God for your lives. Hey, somebody, hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, us, Lord. Get up, somebody. I'm talking to you right now. I speak to you by the sound of my voice and aid of the Holy Ghost. Why don't you get up? What are you waiting on? Get up. The power. When Peter spoke, he used the name of Jesus. Get up. When tough situation happen, we can't stay down. Y'all better hear me tonight. When tough situation happen, we can't stay down. No, we can't. I'm not going to stay down. I am one woman of God that's not going to stay down. I'm not going to let nothing keep me down. I'm going to get up if I have to be like the woman and crawl and push till I get to Jesus and touch the hem of his garment. I am not going to stay down. The devil is a liar. Hallelujah, Shekinah. When tough situation, listen at this again. When tough situation happens, we can't stay down. We must rise up. Rise up. We do this not in our own ability or in our own strength, but in the strength of Christ in us. Peter said to the lame man, get up in the name of Jesus. Y'all know there's power in his name. Miraculous power. Dunamis power. Holy Ghost power. In the name of Jesus, I dare you to call that name. I dare you to call the name of Jesus. If you say Jesus, say Jesus. Hey, Lord. Jesus. Jesus, 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 Jesus. There's power in his name. Yes, Lord. Let me say this to you tonight. Jesus is stopping by tonight through this word. I am preaching to you on the Now Network. His power is going through the airways to touch you right now. I hope you hear me. Hello, somebody. Glory to God. Let me say that again. Jesus is stopping by tonight through this word. I'm preaching to you on the Now Network. His power is going through the airway. Hey, Jesus, touch you right now. You need strength tonight. You need a touch from the Master to get up. I said you need a touch from the Master to get up. Hey, la la, she called on my child. You might be laying at your gate called beautiful. But I say to you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, get up. Somebody, I'm talking to you right now. Why don't you get up? Don't lay there in defeat. Get up. It's power in that name. Hey, Lord. Somebody, you need to get up. The power is flowing through the Now Network right now. His power is going through the airways to touch you right now. You need strength tonight, not tomorrow. You need a touch from the Master to get up. Come on, somebody. Won't you get up? Get up now. When? Now. Get up now. When? Now. Oh, come on. Get up. Hallelujah, Jesus. When, Sister Virginia? Now, hallelujah, Jesus. You might be laying at your gate called beautiful. But I say to you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Hey, Jesus. Get up. Get up. Get up. It's power in that name. Let the power flow. Let it flow, let it flow, let it flow, let it flow. And when it flow, let it fall. Let your power flow. Let it flow, let it flow, let it flow. And when it flow, you need to let it fall. 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 Stop by that sick room in the hospital and touch somebody. Hey, Lord. Stop by the sick room, Jesus. Stop by that dope house, Jesus. Somebody need to get up. Somebody need to get up. Come on, y'all. Get up. Get up. If I'm talking to you, you on the airwaves. Blog Talk Radio, no network, internet. Oh, Jesus, just get up. Come on and get up. Get up. God is speaking to somebody tonight. Get up. Get up. You may be old. You may not be. Oh, don't sit in your calabashanda. You need to get up. You may not even be saved. And you know you need a savior. You separated from God. You without a savior, separated from God. You doomed, you bound. And you need Jesus. You need to get up and receive him as your Lord and your Savior. Come on. Lift your hands and say, that's me. Lift your hands and say, that's me. I'm tired of living this life, Sister Virginia. I'm tired of going through what I'm going through. I'm tired. I done had enough. I need Jesus. That's me, Sister Virginia. I need to get up. I need to get up. Well, Sister Virginia, help me. Tell me how to get up. What I'm going to tell you now, you need to repeat Romans 10 and 9 and 10. If I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart that Jesus is Lord and God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. That's how you get up. Confess with your mouth. Not my mouth, but with your mouth. And believe in your heart. God raised Jesus from the dead, you shall be saved. Go ahead on and repeat it. Say it. Say, if I confess with my mouth and believe in my heart, Jesus is Lord. And he raised Jesus from the dead, you shall be saved. Shall is a promise. God promised us he'll save us, y'all. Don't lay there in defeat. Just don't lie around and do nothing. Go ahead on and confess with your mouth. Jesus is Lord. He is your Lord. He's your Savior. Open your mouth and say, Lord, save me. I'm tired of living this lifestyle. Can't do nothing on my own. I am without Christ. I'm separated from him and I need a savior. I'm tired of doing drugs. I'm tired of doing alcohol. I'm tired of running women. And women, you ought to be tired of running behind me and give your life to Christ and say, Lord, I need help. I need you to save me because I need to get up. I need to get up. Come on, somebody. Lift your hand. Lift your hand towards heaven and tell God you want to get up. Tell him to help you to get up. Come on, help your W-O-Kanda. Ask him to help you. He's there right now. Flowing through these airways. Yes. Yes. God is there to help you. And if that's you, and you need help, you need to die. One. And call in. And we'll pray for you. And we'll pray for you for salvation. Come on, get up. Dial that number. Get up. Hey, Lord. Dial that number. I know it's someone on these lines. Go ahead on and dial the number and get up. Get up! Yes, and of course, she did. I'm shot to the old code. Hey, Jesus, get up. Get up. Get up. Come on, somebody. Get up. Won't you get up? Why don't you get up and get up now? Now is the acceptable time of the Lord. Now is the day of salvation. Right now is the day of salvation. Get up and get up. Get up. Get up. And man of God, anybody on the line, open the lines. Let us pray.
Hallelujah.
Let us pray.
I'm here.
Pray, Jesus. Lord.
Glory to God.
Ooh,
hallelujah.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Lord Jesus. Touch, Lord. 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 Touch Jesus. Touch, Lord. Touch. Touch. Heal. Deliver. And set free. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to see the my God. All right, man of God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. She said, get up. The word of the Lord is get up. Hallelujah. It's get up. Some of you listening out there.
Oh, my God.
You are. There's somebody dealing with depression. So your mind is saying, I'm trying to get up. But it feels like there's something that weighs more than you holding you down. But such as we have in the name of Jesus, receive it now.
Yes,
rise
Lord.
Up. Rise
yes.
up. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You may not press one. You may not want anybody to know, but the Holy Ghost knows. That's what it is that we have to get up from. It's the spirit of depression. The Bible calls it a spirit of heaviness.
Yes.
In the writings of Psalms, he says that we should put on the garment of praise for the spirit
yes.
of heaviness. There's only one thing that's going to combat the spirit of heaviness. It's heavy. It weighs you down. The only thing that combats it is praise. And you got plenty to praise him for. I don't care
yes.
about your circumstances. I know it hurts. I know it's hard. I've been dealing with the same thing. I know that somebody's dealing with it because anything I have to minister to, I have to go through it in order to minister to it. So I know somebody
yes.
out there is going through it. Because I've had to go through it in the last week, and I said, Lord, where is this coming from? And it always happens that
yes.
way. But the spirit of heaviness breaks off of you when you praise God. In fact, when you praise God, you find out that your weight in the spirit is heavier than what's trying to weigh you down.
Yes,
hallelujah.
Lord. Hallelujah.
So your praise, the way to get up is to send some praises up. That man, when he received what he received, he began to praise God. He began to leap for joy. He began to tell God how wonderful he is. I love the story because it says that he was laid at the gate called Beautiful. He understood that there's a beauty of the holiness of God. Hallelujah. He understood that God makes all things beautiful in its time. I've been hearing that all week long. I've been praying that. And the Lord led me to a song today about that, him making all things beautiful in his time. This man was born lame. He was born with an issue. And everybody was throwing money at the problem. But here's somebody that said, I don't have no money, but such as I have, receive in the name of Jesus. What did he have to give him? It's called virtue. So I pray now, Holy Spirit, virtue, ha, glory. Go out to find each soul, huh, whatever's weighing them down. Bring them up, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What has happened in the body of Christ is we have gotten so critical of one another that people cannot be real about their struggles anymore, because we've all put on this facade as if we all got it together. So when somebody's going through, we feel like we can't even talk about it in the place where we should be able to go to get healed. But I believe God is going to change some things and rearrange some things, and even working on the renewing of our minds and changing our mindset that we can receive what he has for us. I break that spirit of depression off of you right now. I hear you. Hallelujah. I break it off of you right now in the name of Jesus Christ. You don't have to be depressed. You don't have to stay down. You don't have to feel defeated. You don't have to feel like you ain't nobody. The devil is a liar. God don't make any nobody. He makes everybody somebody. The word of God says he makes all things beautiful in his time. Hallelujah. In its time. And I believe we're in a time where God is beautifying some people spiritually and naturally. Bless you, people of God. Bless you. Thank you, woman of God, for bringing that word forth. Just because people don't press one don't mean they don't hear, and it don't mean they're not affected. No, let that play. That's all right. That's right on time. To God be the praise. You are dismissed. I'm not going to add anything to it.
Say this before we can ever get up.
If it feels good to you, go ahead and rock like this. Hey,
so you can get up again. Hallelujah.
Check it out.
Every man falls down, everyone needs grace. Your love is enough now.
If I
your
prayer,
name
will
say, hey,
after this song, we'll open our eyes to give you an opportunity to
participate
in your
prayer. We are alive now, by your name we're free. You got up so I could get up again, now I'm up again with you. You got up, hey, I could get up again. Woo! You got up so I could get up again. I'm up with you.
I'm up with you.
You are.
everything I read now to
you got up so I can get up again.
And everything I read now to
you got up so I can get up again.
There's a prayer request, dial one. If there's a shout out, just a word of agreement, dial one. We want to speak with you right now. Minister Sarayan is still available. Area code 914, last 478, well, 7087. You are live on Exalting Jesus. Good evening.
Good evening. My name is Janelle. I was calling you for prayer.
Amen.
Man of God.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. I hear you. I'm waiting to hear what he's going to say. Hallelujah. 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 You say your name is Janelle?
Janelle.
Janelle, Janelle. Hallelujah. Bless you, darling. Bless you. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Lord, we bless you for this soul and her humility to ask for prayer. Everything changes starting today. God is going to turn you around. Hallelujah. He's going to direct you. Hallelujah.
Thank
Father,
God.
We thank you that you are giving her direction. She has many questions.
Thank you, Jesus.
She has many questions, Heavenly Father. And we just pray right now that as you move on her behalf, because of her petition to ask for prayer, that, Lord, you've already moved.
Hallelujah. Father, we bless you. We ask you to fill her cup, Lord God. Fill her storage,
yes.
Lord God, with you,
yes,
with
God.
The oil from heaven, Lord God. I pray you rain freshly upon her soul, Lord God. Hallelujah. As she begins to seek you and minister unto you, you're going to minister back unto her and blow her mind with the things you're going to show her in relationship, Lord God. Hallelujah. And we just break every yoke, every attachment, that ungodly attachments that came, those illegal attachments, we break them in the name of Jesus. We remove them and unattach them from you that you may be free,
yes, Lord,
to move forward in the things of God and not be held down by people.
Thank
in
you,
the
Lord.
Name of Jesus. But God has already,
yes,
paid
God.
For you to come up. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Your life
thank
changes
you,
this day. Mark it on your calendar. Your life changes for the better this day. And we rebuke every plan of Satan that comes to fight against this word. We rebuke it and we say to your faith, be strong.
In the name
and
of
she
Jesus. Said,
hallelujah. I dare you to just bless his name and give him a praise.
Thank you,
hallelujah.
Lord. Hallelujah, God. You're so worthy. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, I just thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah,
hallelujah.
God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, God. What a mighty God we serve. In the name
yes,
of Jesus.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah,
yeah.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, God.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank
he
you,
take
Lord.
The struggle of... Yes,
thank
Lord.
Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus.
I want you to... Yes, Lord. I want you to dedicate some time for you in Christ Jesus alone. He's asking for some time with you. Some one-on-one time. It's a certain number of days that he wants you to lay out before him and just dedicate these days for you and him.
Yeah,
I hear 7 days.
Jesus.
I hear seven days that the Lord wants you to, I don't know if you've heard this already, but I hear 7 days for you. And that you're going to lay before the Lord in those 7 days and have conversation. And he's going to bring clarity and even some things in your heart. He's going to take some hard places in your heart. And he's going to pour clean water on those places. And you shall be
thank
a testimony for me, my God, today. Hallelujah. Bless you, woman of God.
Thank you, boy.
Amen, amen. I want to say, even in your praise, when you began to break through and not worry about why you came for prayer, but now to just thank God just because of prayer, the bondages were being released and the yokes were being destroyed and the anointing
hallelujah.
Is falling on your life, young lady, because of your obedience to cry out to God and for ask for the elders to pray and then to be willing
amen.
To confess your sins to him. And he will restore you completely, not next week, not next year, not yesterday, but today is the day that the Lord has made. Let's rejoice and be glad in it. Just say yes, and he'll start to take away the no's. Just say yes. He'll start taking away the negativity. Just say yes and watch those entities that are always trying to pull us down start to just fade away because of our yes. Receive that.
Yes. Thank
amen.
You, Jesus. I receive
amen.
It.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Minister Terry, we're going to continue. Come on in. You're live on Exalting Jesus with Minister Sir Ryan, Evangelist Virginia, myself, the whole team.
Good evening. Good evening, beautiful family. I'm listening, and I say, what a word, the beautiful, mighty woman of God, bro. Glory be to God. Mm-hmm. I tell you, Minister Sir Ryan, the pastor, and you know when the young lady, when she, the woman of God, sister of God, was saying, yes, and thank you, Lord, and I was saying it too also because, you know, those are two easy words people forget to say. Thank you, Lord. I mean, and some people just don't say thank you, period, and he teaches us to be grateful and thankful in all things and over circumstances. So what a word she said, rise up and walk and move. Glory be to God. I tell you, family, I love you guys, and I appreciate you guys for what you bring each and every night on the broadcast to reach home. I tell you, God is glorified.
We love you, too, and we appreciate your support. You're the most supportive person out there. So
that's real
talk. You know, support, you guys are feeding me. Ooh, glory be to God. Keep on feeding me, you know. Oh, yes. Can't get full on his word. You just keep eating.
But you
amen,
still are
family,
the number one supporter of every broadcast on this network and some and everything you're doing with God growing in your life. That is acknowledgement. Give credit where credit is due. You deserve it.
Thank you. God bless you all. Love you all.
Amen. Love you too.
Amen. Love you back. Hallelujah.
Any other prayer requests?
I want.
Well, as Minister Sir Ryan is about to share with us a little more, but if you need prayer, go ahead and dial one. It's not too late.
Absolutely. I'm going to go with the flow. I'm going to if you need prayer, if you want to pray for us, we need prayer as well. Let me say something.
Real talk.
To help somebody out there. Certain things that we go through, sometimes we don't want to ask nobody to pray for us, or we don't want people to know we're dealing with this. But sometimes people know already anyway. The eyes of the Lord are everywhere, and the Holy Spirit is a revealing spirit. But listen, there are things that even I go through, and if others on the line, to be honest, they do too. But there are things we go through just because one is a minister or we preach God's word doesn't make us exempt. In fact, it makes us a bigger target, and we have to deal with some of the stuff that other people are dealing with in a magnified level because we're dealing with it for self and for others. So
come on, you better
don't
talk
feel
about
like
it.
You cannot speak up if you're going through something. You don't have to say it on the airways. You can reach somebody in their inbox. It don't have to be me. It don't have to be any of us, but you gotta find someone that you can talk to when you know that you are falling or you're slipping or you're weighed down. Because I know that this somebody's going through it. Somebody's dealing with that depression, and I feel it. But I want to tell you, don't wait till 2018 to try to come out of it. Your day to come out is when now, right today, right now, today.
Right now.
If you can believe that, then it's available for you now. Hallelujah. So I decree over that one, restoration. Somebody needs restoration.
Before you pray that prayer of restoration, since you're in testimony style, let me testify. I go through every day. Now, am I defeated? Nope. Am I going to be? Nope. But I go through every day the same challenges that I was being challenged with when I was in the world, still try to knock on my door daily. I'm just like you. You're just like me. The only difference is when you see growth in people is that they now know what not to their relationship with God. But I will not try to pull the rug over your eyes or however you want to say it. But to just say truthfully to you, I still go through every day. Challenges come. Opposition comes. It's not so much it doesn't come and it will not stop, as Mr. Saran says. Actually, it gets even tougher and the account is even larger. But now it's so much how you can stand on the word of God and his promises and know how to use his word to get through. But
yes,
if we're not excluded. No one. You will not be excluded. You're just like me. I'm just like you. But what will we do for the Lord that will last, that shows we can't be defeated? We won't go backwards. We won't relapse. We won't fall off. We won't do what we used to do because we know now that death is the result of our sins. But my testimony is, I'm no better than you. I go through just like you, but I'm learning that the word can get me through. In the name of Jesus. Ooh.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, no one else dial one, and we pray that those that are on the broadcast, we've already prayed with you. You can hitchhike prayers here on the network. If you hear one of us praying for someone, you say, well, that's me too. Go on and put your name on it. God is liberal with his prayer that you can now claim. But you can't just say, I want to take over someone else. You have to believe the word of God that's being spoken that can now become true in your life. And the only way you can manifest that is by obeying the word of God. Love you guys. Man of God, awesome. Woman of God, awesome. Broadcast,
hallelujah.
Awesome. God bless.
Hallelujah. Honor to you, woman of God, for bringing forth that word. And we just bless all of God's lambs. Lord Jesus, we thank you. Father, don't let us leave your presence once we leave this line, but in fact, constrain us to go into that secret place for a while and just lay before you and hear what thus saith the Lord. Draw each heart closer to you, closer to you, that you may know us and we may know you, Father.
Thank you.
And that our faith will be increased, Lord God, as our minds are being renewed, Lord God, that we will come to the fullness of the expectation of Christ that you desire for our lives. Lord, I thank you and I praise you. Hallelujah. I thank you for stirring up the gifts. I thank you for kindling the flame of fire of the Holy Ghost once again. Lord God, I thank you that the oil is being poured fresh from heaven even now. And this is our moment of restoration as we go into the secret chambers along with you, hallelujah, that we will step out with glory. We will step out with miracle signs and wonders. We will step out with power, Lord God. We will step out with virtue. And it will be so. And what we speak will happen, not because of us, but because of the Christ in us. It is so, and it will not be any way other. We thank you. We praise you. All things be to your name, the glory, and no other. We are exalting Jesus. God bless you. You are dismissed. Amen.
I want to go deeper in you, Lord. I know that my ways are not your ways, but in your will is where I stay. I want to go higher in you, Lord. I want to go deeper in you, Lord. I know that my ways are not your ways, but in
someone is still on this line from the network. I don't know if anybody, well, I know everybody should know, Minister Carolyn Hamilton was just on the broadcast Saturday about domestic violence, had a stroke right after the show. She is in the Palmdale Hospital. I just saw the post on Facebook. Nobody's called me. Nobody said nothing to me. But we need to pray for the woman of God. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we rebuke any attack right now. We bind any influence of her physical body to be released by the blood of the Holy Spirit and Jesus. Put together a double dose of healing to shower her right now. We stand in the gap, Lord. We put her in the portion room, Lord. We elevate her into a place of, ooh, we honor you for her right now. That, Lord, you can show up in that hospital room. Show up through that doctor. Show up through them nurses. Move through us in our prayers that we stand in agreement right now in the mighty name of Jesus that she is healed by the stripes, that she is delivered by the sacrifice, and she has been set free and restored by Jesus. We pray this done, finished, and complete. And agreement says amen.